Today's topic we discuss the halachas of paying tuition. You can take off some ISA money. We'll be discussing kids that go to day school, Bachim who are past high school, can you take off Mois Maisa? For girls going to day school, can you take off from Mois Maisa? Girls who go to seminary, after post high school, go to seminary. And also, if you pay tuition for your grandchildren, can you take off from Mois Maisa or not? That's what we'll be discussing today. Right, before we go into the halacha, I need to make a certain hakdama. Halacha Hakdama, to understand really where we're coming from, where the place is coming from. Yidua, the Gemara says in Chagiga and other places in Shas, that Dava Shebechayva ain't a boil ma'achulin. Something that's a chayv that you're obligated to do, you cannot take it from Mois Maisa. It's a chayv, Kalim, Gemara, and common places. So something that's Moshe Midaraisa. For instance, tefillin. Every Yid has to put on tefillin. Every person over Bar Mitzvah, he has to have tefillin. Mezuzahs. Every house has to have mezuzahs. Shaz, machlokes, deraisa, rabbanan. When you're renting, we pass you to rabbanan. When you own a house, the chiv is deraisa. But the chiv to have mezuzahs. If you own a house, the chiv is mederaisa. Dalam minim. By Lulun Esrik. Sukkah, to buy a sukkah, to should be able to sit in a sukkah. Sometimes you spend hundreds, some people spend thousands of dollars for a sukkah. Are you allowed to use Mois Maisa from that? Then it's, you can't, because Dava Sheva Chayva, because the Kval is the Gemara says very often, Dava Sheva Chayva, any bar machulam, so you're not allowed to use your Mois Maisa from that. But now it seems you're Chayv the Raisa, but even seems you're Chayv the Rabbanan. For instance, in Tofei Shai Dalad, it discusses Alacha Matanis of Yainim and Machsa Shekel. The Matanis of Yainim, which is only Chid Rabbanan. Machsa Shekel is all Rabbanan. Still, it's still spot down, or Chaim Simitovay Sedalad, then you now have to use Mois Maisa. You only have to use Mois, let's say, for instance, Pirani, you give $5 in Ani, so that's $5. You give above that, of course, you take from Mois Maisa. But the amount that you give Matanis of Yainim, that you can't take from Mois Maisa. It's seized by the writers. And side by the Rabbanan, Zav Shabbachayva and the Bamechulun. But we see even further. In Tafrei Shei, it talks about Kaporet. It's only a minig. And then in Tafrei Shei, in the Meshavuot of Kaporet, being down, if your money you give for Kaporet, you can't use your Maisa money. Why? Again, he says, Zav Shabbachayva and the Bamechulun. You give above what you give for Kaporet, let's say you give $5 for each person in the family. Anything above that, you can take it from Mois Maisa. But the Etzem Chiv itself of Mois Maisa, of Kaparis, you can't take it from Mois Maisa. Why? Because Davos Shebechayva ain't a bar
menachulim. Would that apply to
Hidr Mitzvah? Huh? What? That's what I'm going to right now. Hidr Mitzvah also not. Hidr Mitzvah also can't. However, there's a Chiddush from Meshitu Mukubetzes. The Chiddush Meshitu Mukubetzes in Ksuvus Dafnun and Alf. He says a Chiddush like this. Davos Shebechayva ain't a bar menachulim. Can't take off from Mois Maisa. However, he says like this, that let's say if I'm Nayik, always to give a Chaimish. Now the din is, we hold with Dina, you only have to give 10%. Chaimish, it's the Mechaber says, it's Mitzvah Menah Mufchet. There's no, we pass it's only Mitzvah Mufchet. The Goyin holds the Chiyav. The Vilna Goyin holds that a Chiyav to give, every year the Chiyav to give a Chaimish. That's he passing. The Dina, all Chaimish passing, that the Goyin, the Chiyav is only to give only 10%. So the Shita Mekubetzes is Mechadish, that someone's Naig always to give a Chaimish, then the second 10%, you know, 20%, Chaimish is 20%. So the first 10% all has to become Menachulin. However, the second 10%, the Shita Mekubetzes speaks out, in Ksuvus, he says, that you're allowed to use that for any Dva Mitzvah, even if you're not Ani, even if you don't give money to Ani, if you're not Ani, you're allowed to use the second or any Dva Mitzvah. I could pay Luv and Esik from it, I can buy you the zuzus from it, any bar mitzvah. And also even for hidden mitzvah also. And Moshe writes in Shuvah also the same thing. Even for hidden mitzvah is also okay. Like Esik Noah. Yeah, Esik could pay $80 an Esik, And if you want a nice etzig, you pay another $100. You pay another $20. You pay the extra 20 hina mitzvah. You're allowed from the second 10%. You're allowed to take off mois meisa. And this sheet of Megabetzes is brought down by Halacha in Chavetz Chaim, Avetz Chesik Perek Yutet Tziv Gimel. Igus Moshe says on his own. In some he's mechaven to the. He says on his own, but in some he means the sheet of Megabetzes in Yerdeichel Gimel Simen Tzadik Gimel. And Balpeh, when Moshe once said Balpeh, he said that is all talking, we didn't make a neder that he's giving all Chaimish Taniyim. But if he said I'm giving all my 20% Taniyim, then of course, then he can't take off that 10% for the Bar Mitzvah. But if I didn't say anything, so I'm giving 20% to Tzedakah, I didn't say Taniyim, so man, I can use the second 10%, I can use it for the Bar Mitzvah. That's the Chiddush Shittim Kobetzes. It's good to keep, if someone gives more than 10%, then if he wants to be makbar on a Chaimish, he could give the extra 10%, the second 10%, to come for the Bar Mitzvah. No, going now. According to where the price Kishu like you're going. According to going. What? This Kiddush is like you're going, right, yes.
It's a plan word. I mean,
what?
If you only include 10%, the second 10%, it's coming out of your pocket anyway. You're saying that you're giving
You're makbar to give a chaimish. You're makbar to give a chaimish. But the chaimish doesn't have to be dafka for my taniyim. It could be father for the tzarchei mitzvah also.
Yeah, but if you only include 10%, you can give 50%, you can do what you want with your money.
You're makbar to give a chaimish. You're makbar to give a chaimish. But the chaimish doesn't have to be only taniyim. The chiddush is the chaimish, you're makbar to give chaimish for tzedakah, right? But but as long as you don't say, you can give it to. Huh?
You're to give 10%. Anything over 10%.
But some people are machayiv themselves 20%. So the extra
10%. Like this, you're saying 10% I'm giving because of meiser, and I make an error for an extra 10%. But that extra 10% is not your chiyuv.
Right, not your chiyuv, but therefore you're allowed to use for the bar mitzvah, hidden mitzvah, other things also.
You want your money.
Huh?
That money you can't do whatever you want. You can't give that money.
If you're saying you give 20% to tzedakah, and you're going to go for mitzvahs, and go for this, you could give that extra 10%. You could give for not after fanim, you could go for other things also. I'm not so sure. Because if you hold the chiv, if you hold the chiv meiser, it's only for a neem, like we soon talk about that, they hold those 20% to go for a neem. I'm not so sure the grow will hold like that. What? No, it's double shabbat chayvet. Double shabbat chayvet.
Okay, so the master.
If you have guests, you have a neem coming to your table. Then you can, let's say, some people have 10, 15 guests on the Shabbos. That's people who don't have no place to eat. So that money they pay, they can take off from Mois Meisa. Also, you can't take off from Mois Meisa. Oh, the 10%, extra, the second 10%, then you could. So, Yain Kiddush will be okay. Who says you have to have Shom? Because you have Shabbos here without Kishko, so you know what I mean?
If you have a pair of tefillin and you want to buy a nicer.
That second 10%. Yes. So,
for the
second 10%, you could take.
Why not from the first 10%?
Because it's the goes for Aniyim.
It's not a chayiv anymore.
Huh? Doesn't. One second. We're getting to it right now. We'll get to everything.
No.
All right. He wants to know if someone's not a chayiv. All right. That's what we're getting to now. All right. So until now, we discussed about Dov Sheb Chayva, side by the Raisas, by Mitzvah the Raisas, side by the Abonis, even when Hagim. You can't take it from Maisa. Then we mentioned Chiddush from the Cheetah, the second 10%, you could. However, someone should not a Chiyav. Moshe, let's say one by Neris for basic Knesset. Neris for basic Knesset. Or, other Dvar Mitzvah, Aliyah to Shul. You know the money is not going to go to Aniyim, so it's for Dvar Mitzvah, to Shul, or for Mikvah. Are you allowed to do it or not? So that is a Shailah and Paiskin. But Pasha the Chiyav, maybe it's a Machoikis. The Maramor says, and Reishman test this Aleph. There are more quotes in my real. And he says, Ein lasis min maisis shaloi dava dva mitzvah. Gagaineris of Beis HaKnesses, Aisha dva mitzvah, Raki nen aliyam. The money, maisis money you have, the 10% you have, should go to aniyam. You can't use it for Neris Beis HaKnesses. Not dva mitzvah, like dva mitzvah, I mentioned Moshe Aliyah, and the money doesn't go to aniyam, goes to shul. Or let's say, other type of dva mitzvah, the din is, you can't, money, Mois Meisa only goes for Aniyim. That's what the Ramah says. The Shach says, Mashal, it brings down a Drisha, and the Shach brings down Over here in Sifkan Gimel, also Tazavah and Sifkan Bizan on the same thing, the same Jerusha, Shem Rav Menachem, and he says, Chasim Shem Shem Ram, the Chomet of Shetovah Yadu Koin Lias Baal Bris, Elahachnes Chasim Kal Lo Chupa V'chai Gavna, Chenik Nesvam Numad Behem, Rashim Lacherem, Numad Behem, and Lai V'chai Si Yadu, he wouldn't, he couldn't afford it, V'lai Yaisai Sa Mitzvah Yachal Lignes Min HaMaisa, you have to buy from Maisa money. So question this Shach, that says, for Baal Bris, Nachas Chasim Kala, is it a Machloikis? Is it arguing on the Shach? Is it arguing on Ram or not? Is this Shach arguing on Ram or not? So the Be'er Goyel over here says, the Be'er Goyel learns that they're not arguing. Be'er Goyel learns that the Shach and the Ramor are not arguing. There's no Machloikis. Ramor is only talking, he says like this. Here, Shalav Achim B'chui V'akopon L'as is Mitzazu. Right to lift the Menem, Maita, and Yishoyev. Nice, he has to do it anyway. He has to have Neres basic messes, or any Devar Mitzvah talking, he's only talking when it's a Chiyuv, we're going to do it. Avim, he writes the last Mitzvah, Sh'enech Kvar Mechuyiv, he's not Mechuyiv B'davar, he wants to do it, the Mitzvah, he wants to do it. So then, you're allowed to use Moitz Maitre. Now, if he learns, in Ramor, there's no Machoyt between Shach and Ramor, he learns that it's talking, the case of Ramor is talking when it's a Chiyuv, when a Chiyuv, you can't use your Moitz Maitre, Moitz Maitre is something you're Chiyuv to do. One second, we'll finish. Huh? He's learning. Let's say you're menadavit, whatever it is. You mechayv yourself. He's learning it's going on, so you mechayv yourself. So something. Let me finish. Okay? So he's learning. They're talking that something that you mechayv yourself. And the Shach is talking when it's not a chiyuvis. And maybe he could take from Mois Maisa even for Dvar Mitzvah. And Ramaz Maisa, it's not a Mitzvah chiyuvis, you're allowed to use Mois Maisa. In the case of us, he's learning, talking, we would have done it. He wanted to do it. He's a chayv. So the chayv is a chayv to do it. Then in such a case, he can use Moitz Maisa. But listen, I'm a chayv. Even though it's not Pashat, 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 and it says Rak, we'll hit Nenel Niyam, but that's how the Be'er Goyel learns. The Chassam Sefer.
Is the Rebbe saying that if I give cash or basically the Knesset, that's good?
If I'm a chayv myself and I cannot use, I cannot use Maisa money. That's the Be'er Goyel. Let me finish. We'll get to a few sheets. This is the case of Be'er Goyel. Okay. All right. However, the Chassam Sefer in Shuvis, in Yerideya, Simon Reishlam and Aleph, and Reishlam and Beis, argues on the Be'er Goyel, Ding Dong Be'er Goyel, and he argues on the Be'er Goyel, and he says, that all cases Mois Maisa only goes to Aniyim. And he brings down the Tshuva to Maril. Maril says, Klor, the money, Mois Maisa only goes to Aniyim. And the Bible, Mr. Sabbath says, no, let's say, for instance, I want to buy an Aliyah. And I know the money is going for Tzedakah, so I'm going to pay for a car on her, I'm going to pay $500. I know the money is going for Tzedakah. I have a Tzedakah, no, I can pay even what I want if I know it's going for Tzedakah. It's only Tzedakah, no. And he holds, side of Maril, which is Ramon, side of Shach is talking, give Mom and Tanim. And same thing, Mashmur from the Aruch HaShulchan. Because the Aruch HaShulchan, when he brings down the Ramon, he quotes the Shach afterwards, he doesn't quote as the Machloikis. He learns it as, he doesn't bring down the Machloikis. He goes and says, quotes Ramon, and then the Shach also says this thing also. If I say, the Aruch HaShulchan learns, it's no Machloikis between, that even the Shach is talking, where the money goes from him. We say Chnasas Kala about Bris, we're talking about a poor person. We're talking Rashimim Lachayim Tamataya, Tachzok is Tamataya, as Dilma Kaniyim. And same thing speaks out, that's his Mashim Lach HaShulchan. And same thing, I found a foolish in a Chubin in Miyosha, in Chelik Beis, in Simon Kufla Amavar, Sif Ais Aleph, he says that it's talking, you give only Taniyim. If the Sider Amor, Sider Shach HaMaida, it's talking when money goes to Aniyim. You have a Tevet or no? But the money has to go to Aniyim. Okay? One second. A Tevet Talmud Torah is like Aniyim. To give to Yeshivas. To give to Yeshivas is like Aniyim. Then you can't. If the money goes to Shul, if the money, as I said, like this, if it's money goes to Shul, then it's not poshut. We'll soon talk about it. That's why you have to give me a chance to talk. I said, come on, the money goes taniyim. But that's the cholama. The money goes taniyim, then the din is, you have to have it's okay. He is not a machoikis. He learns that the shach. He's saying you can't. You can't do it only if you can on him. So he's learning pshayas like this, that if the money goes to Aniyim, then the Nerebet the Knesset is his bar mitzvah. The Rosh Hashanah is Nerebet the Basic Knesset. A shad bar mitzvah.
Why is that called
Aniyim? Huh? No, it's not. Therefore, you can't. Only Raki Knanim. Only if the money, if it goes for Dvar Mitzvah, even Tnashe Bechayva, you cannot take off Mois Maisa from that. Only if the gold money goes to Aniyim. I can have a tennis, no, I can buy something, much I can buy Aliyah, and the money goes to Aniyim, then it'll be okay then. Like the Tashi Tzal here in Sifkanalov. So if it's not going to go to Aniyim, you know, if the money you're giving is not going to go to Aniyim, then the din is, you can't use your Mois money for that. What? As long as it's not a machlokes, you're all good. All right.
We just started.
Give me a chance. We just started. Okay. Someone wants to give. So what's the eitzah? If you want to give to a mitzvah, it's not chiyuvis. So what's the eitzah? You want to give it to a mitzvah. I want to give to a shul. Not talking about do the shul. Do the shul you can't use for my mitzvah. Because that's a chiyuvis. But, huh? Okay, something like that. Let's say, for instance, for a mikveh, you want to give money for that? So, chaya, comes out according to the state from now, you should not, you're going also on him, it shouldn't help. So, there's eitzah that the Shlomo Zalman writes clearly, the Sefer Maisik Sofim writes based, he says you could do, you can make it tonight. You're allowed to make it tonight that my money's mice, when I'm, I could make it tonight that when always I give mice money, I want to go to Tzaka Tahira, this is the Lashon he uses. And tzakash ain't a tahira. What's a tzakash tahira? That's mamish aniyim or talmud tahira. What's tzakash ain't a tahira? Donate to a shul, donate to a mikvah, donate to any other type of organization that doesn't give to nice things in dvar mitzvahs and so on. Then the din is you're allowed to, if you make such a tanai beforehand, you're allowed to use the most maitre. And same thing is vice versa. From the Abbas Chesed, you could do the same thing in Pei, it's not Klor, but vice versa like that, in Pei Ches. And Chaim Kineski in the Sefer, in Derech Amuna, in Hichas Matan, Savin, in Pei Zayin, Sifkon Chav Zayin, he holds like that also. If you make the Sinai beforehand, then you can give even for a mikvah, for a basic Knesset, you make it tonight, you give me the Tzedakah, and you can use your Mois Maisa. But that's why if I make it tonight. Because Mois, usually if I don't make it tonight, all the Mois Maisa goes for Aniyim. So if I make a tenai beforehand that I don't want money to go to Aniyim, I want it to go to Tzedakah Shein Tahira, then Shlomo Zalman and the Chavetz Chaim and Chaim Kineski, they all speak out that you're allowed to make such a tenai.
Who are you making this tenai with?
Yourself.
He has a chiyuv and he's saying, instead of my chiyuv, I'm making a tenai.
The chiyuv is to give my 10%. But it doesn't have to go mamish to Aniyim. I can make a tenai. I want it to go for other things. Other important things in the community.
Well, when Ramon said that only from Aniyim, what did he mean?
He takes it something where I said I'm giving my money only to Aniyim. If I don't speak it out,
if you don't speak it out,
then I can give it. I give it for a bit. I give her for.
He wants to give it. All he has to do is speak it out. That's the magic.
Right. Yes. Yes. We're getting to tuition. We're trying to leave the tuition. Okay. All right. All right. All right.
So the din on a tnai.
Right, yes.
The din is you have to give it to
Aniyim
if you only want to give it to Aniyim.
Right, but if I make it, never mind. That's, I don't make this up. It's black and white. All right. Now we have to talk about. All right, so I gave this Hadoma. Now let's get to the halach over here. Now we have to mavar if you're allowed to take from Mois Maisa and use Chalim for it. We can divide into five, and really six parts. One is young children, then is children who are past high school, then girls who go to day school or high school, and then girls in seminary, and then for grandchildren. And also the sixth thing is they get a community responsibility before, make sure everyone pays tuition. We'll get to that. All right? The tshuva, there's a tshuva in Piyitzchak. Piyitzchak is a cherek bay simcha zayim. He says, any child is over 6 years old, you're allowed to take off from my smiter. Any child over 6 years old, you're allowed to take off from my smiter. He said he has two riots. I mean, he has a long tshuva on it, but he brings two riots to his yisoid. You can use your tuition money for my smiter. One is, the Gemara says in Ksuvis, Daf Nun, the Gemara says, I said, stuck of a chaleis. What the pasuk says, I stuck a chaleis, zeh hazan banav of naisav shem tanim, when he supports his children in their katanim. And the Mechaber brings it down halacha in Reish Nun Aleph Siv Gimel. The Mechaber says, hanaisav banav naisav agdailim shein echayv nesayim. If someone gives the children agdailim shein echayv nesayim, so what's called dailim? So the Shach speaks out the Siv Kandalad. What's called the gadol? He's older than 6 years old. Then you're allowed to. He says the shein echad is the same. He's not mechuv to support anymore. Say lumos as a banim. Harei ze b'chal tztaka. The paskim and sichlam. They need this money. They have to pay the tuition and so on. Harei ze b'chal tztaka. So he says it's b'chal tztaka. So maybe anyone over six, you're allowed to. You're not chayv to say him. So maybe it comes out you're not mechuv. If you're not mechuv to give him food. Certainly you're not willing to pay the tuition. So I want to pay the tuition, I want to be a nice guy and pay the tuition, or you're forced to pay the tuition, whatever it is, then the din is you could use your mois meiser. So koshkin, the Talmud Torah, you're allowed to use your mois meiser, since you have no chiyuv. That's one raya ding. Another raya ding is from the Mechaber, Eresh Memhei Sivvot. The Mechaber says, in Hilchos Melamdim, he says, let's say, it's been those times it used to be rabbis didn't take tzcha, but this city was a minig that they took that you had to pay a rabbi. If the city doesn't pay from a lamed to teach his son chumash, Torah Shabbat, the whole machlokes achronim is talking dafka on Torah, on the chumash Shabbat Torah. Someone goes on, Ochav Dal Tzom, Tanach, Gans Tanach, Tashayim Nechoinim. What the Mechab is going on. So, Chayv Lamdes, Ashika, Atosh, Ksav Kula. And Chayv Lamdes, Vizcha, Mishne Gemor. You're not Mechoy to teach your son, Mishne Gemor. So, it brings a life from here, since you're not Mechoy to teach your son, Mishne Gemor. So, man, if I send my kid to fifth grade, you learn Gemor only, then in such a case, I'm not Mechoy to pay for it. For Mishne Gemor, I'm not Mechoy to pay. So Zaka Piyitzchak says, so if it's not mechuyta, now I want to do it. It's not a double shabbat chayva. So Mela, I could use my ma'aser money to pay that. And friend, so these are two rayas. It is not chayv to teach Torah Shabbat Peh. So you have to use your ma'aser money. That's already. And he says further, he says if I already even I separate the money already, and koshkein if I'm mafish meskila al das, I'm mafish my money. I'm not to give it for my tuition for my children. You're allowed to use ma'aser ma'aser. Then he speaks out the Rishon Lezion that the Pirush from Arachim Hakadosh on Hilchos Tzedakah. It's the same thing that if you want to send your children to yeshiva, the day schools and so on, you're allowed to take off from Moshe. Torah Shabbat Peh, since it's no chiyuv, so immediately you're allowed to use your ma'aser money. So it comes out the Piyutz of Paskin, you're allowed to use your tuition, you're allowed to pay tuition for your children over 6 years old, you're allowed to use from your Moshe ma'aser. But boy, we're talking right now about boys. We're not talking about girls, we're not talking about grandchildren, we're talking about just boys alone.
Until 6,
is that a word?
Until the
age of 6,
is that the only version
of the stuff? What's the word? What do you mean? No, there's two different halachas. One halacha is how much you have to punish them, and one halacha is how much you're supposed to teach them.
So until 6.
Until 6, you probably cannot take off.
Out
what? Because that's the only And
what
and learning Tosh, all they learn is Tosh of Itzav.
So you think that
the only child will be, if, let's say I have a kid that's 5 years old, going to Mishnayis already. Can I have to, such a case? This is usually not the case. The Mechab is Mechab to Tosh of Itzav, Tosh of Itzav, Tosh. Yes, sure to be fit. The Mechab is, the Gemara. One second, we'll get to it. I'm just starting. Give me a chance. All right. I'm trying to get to everything. All right. That's what the Piyus talk, and that's what the Rishatim Paskin. However, there's a tshuva from Shlomo Kluger and Tuf Tam Vadas in Tlisa, Chel Beri Simon Tzadik Vav, and same thing Shulchan Aruch Harav in Hichas Tamatayah, Paragraph Halacha Zayin, and also Avet Chesed Chavetz Chaim in Perik Yutes Siv Beis, Moshe Nigus Moshe, Yerdeya Chel Beri Simon Kufi Gimel, and Ochas Rabbeinu from the Stipler in Chel Gauf, Page Shin Aleph, someone in Oish Chav Dalad, and also in the Embassy Yaakov from Yankov Kamnetsky in Yerdeya Sim Rishman Tess. They all say the case of Stipler is talking to a 10-year-old child. Can the father take off Mike's money? He says, no, you can't take off. If you want to teach your son Torah, go teach him. But if you want to get him a Lama train, he's taking your place. Since your father has a chiv, teach his father Torah. So maybe you can't use your Mike's Mitzah for tuition. That's what they all paskin. I, the Rayas from Piyutzuk, he has two Shtaka Rayas. So on that, one was the first Raya from Piyutzuk, was talking about the Gmon Tzuvus, that Yamachuv to me, finest, more than 6 years old. There's a Tshuva, Nikus Moshe, in Yerdei Chayakal, Sun and Kufman Gimel. It's a long Tshuva, coming on its stalker. So you want to look it up, it's Dira Maskel Lechain. It says, Bizman Hazer, you cannot, that even though the Mechaber says, after 6 years old, like the Shasri, less than over six, Yamachuv, you've got to support your child. Bizman Hazer, Zechiv Mitzad Ksuva, Mizayim Tishtai. When you sign a ksuva with your wife, the chiv mitzad your wife, the zman hazeh, you mechayv yourself in fanis, not only her, in fanis also your children, until they get to shus atzmam. So, or they get married, one or two, whichever comes first. And the din of the shach, the zman hazeh, this is what Moshe writes in the tshuva, the din of the shach, the zman hazeh in our country, is dafka, if they're old or big enough that they go themselves to make their own, go out to work on their own, or they get married. So maybe now to take your moist meiser to pay chalimah, even for bonim agdolim, even if the melamed is ani. If this is his job, then even if it contains ani, that doesn't help.
What if your wife is only working, the money coming from her?
Well, guess what's that? Like the Moshe is mashma. Let me finish. Like the Moshe is mashma also. It has. The Tazim Reshman Tess, Sif Kotten Aleph, and over there in the Piki Yosef, and the Sentin Masha from the Ochashochim, they write like this. They say this. That something, the Blav Hochi, you wouldn't give it, you wouldn't take it from Cheshon from Maisa, you would do it. You feel this responsibility on yourself, then you can't take it from Maisa. If it's something you feel responsibility, you have to take care of it. If you have to take care of it, then you cannot use ma'isa money from it. Even though it could be considered stalker, you're giving it for supporting a poor person and so on, but something that you would do it without the cheshon ma'isa, you do it anyway without the cheshon ma'isa, then you can't take off from ma'isa. And same thing speaks out the Chaim Kineski in Derech Amunah and Hilchos Matnas Aniyim and Perek Zayin. And seeing Halacha, Sif Kotten Samagimel, he brings out the same thing passed in the Chazanish. That something that you yourself, the blah, you were taking care of yourself, you can't take it from Cheshon from Maisa money.
So if I was there, right? On the street,
yeah.
I would give him money, whether or not there's an Indian of Maisa or not, I can't use Maisa money?
No, the only you can give. You give. You're not Mechuyif to give. You seem not cheating Mechuyif to give him. You give him because you want to give him. Here's your own children. You want to make sure they get a proper chinuch. So you want to make sure they get a proper chinuch. So you want to give. So you will give. You pay tuition no matter what. So therefore, you can't use your ma'is ma'isa. Huh? We'll get to it. Everything. We're going to kail. We're going to all these things. What the Yitzchak Tanya is the other thing. The get a mechaber in Reish Mem Hei is going on in Torah Shabiksav. The chay on Torah Shabiksav. The chay Torah Shaper. You're not required to teach your son. So chay you use ma'is ma'isa to be Yitzchak Tanya. So on that, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. In Hilchos Tamatayah, in Perek Aleph, Sif Gimel, and Kutis Achon, Sif Kon Gimel says, he says, that is the Tzad Shulchan Aruch, that you could only pay for Torah Ksav, it's only talking about Yom HaHem, where they spent years and years on Torah Shavik Ksav. They spent many years. They went through Gantz, Tanakh, or at least Chumash, according to Shita Zohar, Chumash, Chumash, Torah. But today, how much do you spend on Torah, spend on Mikra, on Chumash? You spend a year, 2 years, and after you go straight to Mishnah, you go straight to Gemara. But according to the same limit of our times today, that you only learn Mikra only 2 years, and equal limit is Mishnah Gemara, Vada is a Chiyav, and a father to teach his son this also. Gemara. So therefore he says, you can't use Maitre Maitre, even if you talk about the noise of Chav is talking Mizmanahem. Mizmanahem is the way the curriculum set up in all schools. This is the way you teach children. So even on Torah Shabbat Peh, you can on the father teach him. So Mele can't use Mois Maitre. It could be, this is Ambi Maitre, it could be that the Moshe has a tshuva in Yerdei Chayik Beisim Kufi Gimel. The Ikkes, Shaila, we'll soon talk about girls. The tshuva is talking about girls. Can you use tuition to pay for girls? Are you allowed to take or use Mois Maitre to pay tuition for girls? So he says, even though L'chayr should be able to take off L'chayr, because the son, you're M'chayr to teach Torah, L'am Torah. Girls, you're not M'chayr to teach Torah. In fact, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, K'ilam Tiflis. In fact, there are places in New York, in Sama, they don't teach the girls anything. You don't teach them anything, because K'ilam Torah, L'am Tiflis. So he says, that this man is there, girls in America, he says, you can't take off from why, he says, because since it's a din machusi, you have to send your kid to school. You have to send them to school, to a public school, or to get some education. If not, there's a truant officer comes back in the door, where's your kid? He's not going to school. They could give you problems. So since it's a din machusi, you have to send to a school, and if you don't send them to school, so why don't you send them to public school? Because the kfir amin is there. You want to have the proper friends and so on. So maybe he's sending him mitzad to the chiyuv. You have a chiyuv to send him out. He should learn minis kfir. You have a chiyuv to send him to Beit Yaakov, to Ari Crown. He'll tell you, you have to send him to a proper school. So since you have to send him to a proper school, then the thing is, it's davar shebechayva. And once it's davar shebechayva, ain't a ball menachulin, and you can't use your ma'aser money. So, according to Moshe in the Tshuva, according to that svar, it would also be a chiyuv bizman hazeh to teach, because since you're boys also, not only girls, are shadowed by boys also, since you can't send it, you have to send to public school. Why send to yeshiva? Why send to a day school? Because you don't want to take a chinuch of the public school. So, Mela, it's a davar shebechayva, and davar shebechayva ain't a bar ela minachul. So, that's Negeya. So, it comes out the consensus most paiskim, you can't use your tuition money. Can use your tuition money for my smiter. One second, we'll get to these things. We'll get to that. Bana Bagdalim. What about children post high school, after high school? Can you take off for my smiter? Mashmaitz from a paiskim is the person, once a child knows how to learn on his own already, then there's no chiyuv. The father, how far is father's mechuyav to mechanech his children? The Pais can speak out. The Chiyuv is that once he get on his own, once he can make a reinus on his own, he can run shtik gemur on his own, then you're not mechuyav. That's the father, the Chiyuv of father, to see the son knows how to learn. Even though a father has to see a Chiyuv, it's his father, so each child learns Chola Tari Kula, but the Chiyuv to see, he has to be able to learn on his own, so he's able to learn Chola Tari Kula. So Mela, so once post high school, you're allowed to use Mois Mais. You understand, in Lakewood, all yeshivas, a million, at the cell. It's the time you have to pay tuition today. They all tell you have to pay tuition. So in these cases, you're allowed to take off a Mois Maitre. The Archas Rabbeinu from the Stipe of Chelik Aleph, page Reish Samaches, he brings also someone asking the Shaila, the Gavi Yeshiva Tzirim. That's Moshe Netzol. There's no chiyuv to go inside the you send them to a high school. They learn all day Gemara. What's it called? Yeshiva Tzirim. Yeshiva Tana is called. Yeshiva Tana, you're allowed to use your Mois Maitre. But let me finish. However, the Stoka Mishpat, that's from a Blau, in Stoka Mishpat, in Perek Vav, in Sifkan Lamhe, says the thing is Milt Mustava. That let's say you pay tuition, and you send your child to high school, you send him the child, you send him the Moshe Shiut Irim. Let's say out of time, she sent to Miriam itself, and so on. And you send him, and he has expenses. Not for learning. He has expenses. You pay for dormitory. You pay for other things. If you'd be at home, Let's say this child would be at home, it would cost me $100 a month to upkeep for the son. Yes, he'd breakfast, he'd lunch, he'd sup at home, so it cost me money at home. Now when I go send him out of town yeshiva, that amount that saves me from not being home, that amount you can't take off from my son. Let's say you're paying tuition, let's say $5,000 a year. And be at home, it cost me $2,000 a year when he's at home. So you only can take it from my Meister, the difference, the $3,000, because that I'm saving. That's because I would have seen him at home. So that difference you can take off from my Meister.
But I'm going to remind you, with Dina Machus and Dina, that applies for a kid in high school too?
I said after high school, I said.
It's only after high school?
After high school. I said in America after high school, on Eric Israel, Yeshiva Katana. Well, there's no Dina Machusa there, so I should be kind of them. Huh? The Maskana for which case? For the children all the way after high school, you're allowed to take off from my Meister. Just if they go to out of town yeshivas, the difference in the
real.
What? I didn't say girls yet. Right? I'm getting to it. So right now we talked about boys who are going to day school. And we talk about post high school. Now we'll talk about girls. Girls who go to day school. Or to high school. Plane tickets? No, that you can take them from Moist Meister.
You're allowed to home.
The quiver. Huh?
You
have to do it. If you don't do it. All right. Now places they allow. I think in Texas. All right. The Chula. All right. Now we'll talk about. Let's talk about girls. Let's talk about girls now. There's a tshuva Michis Yitzchak and Chelek Yud Simen Pehei. He says you're allowed to use your Mois Meister Shaloi. You're allowed to use your Mois Meister for tuition for your girls. Why? He says because there's no chiyuv to teach a girl Torah. There's no chiyuv to teach a girl Torah. So in Meila, you can take from it. It's not Dov Shabbachayva. So in Mela, you could use your Meister from that. That's what Nechir. The Meister in the Tshuva, which you just mentioned before in Chelek Beis, in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel.
That's all ages, right?
All ages, yeah. The Meister in the Tshuva in Yodea, Chelek Beis, in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel says that since in America, it's Avdin Machusi Mechuyev to send them Bati Seifa, and because of Chazi Hashem, they allow us to send them to our own, we can have our own schools, as long as it's up to par, it's up to, it's done properly. Then, since you have a chiyuv to send them, dafka to, you don't want to send them to a public school, so you want some dafka to Tadosh HaBechayda. So, in Meri, you now to use your Tzchal Limad. You can't take Tzchal Limad from your Mois Meister. That's the advice in Tshuva. The advice in Tshuva Meisha, in Mokka, and let's say if you live in a country like, I don't know, Israel, or in Europe, or in South America, but in a place where there's no chiyuv to Dino Achuz to send to school, it's wrong day if I do send them. Then you can use your Mois Meister. So it could be it's no machlokes between Minchas Yitzchak and your Meisha, and Nigus Meisha. It could be Minchas Yitzchak and talking in Eretz Yisrael. Or in the line, I know when he wrote it, but probably wrote it was in Eretz Yisrael already. But even if it's in England, it could be it's no chiyuv. So in a place there's no chiyuv, then you can take off a Mois Meister. But when there's a chiyuv to send to school, then you can use your Mois Meister. However, I saw a chiddush in Shuvah Sanhagas from Moshe Sternbach. In Chelek Aleph, Siman, Tavkuf Samach, Ois Dalet, he wants to taina that since you send your daughter to school, say, Beis Yankov, to get, to she understand the Cheshiva Satera, to get a certain level, you're Shemayim, the Cheshiva Satera, so she'll be right to marry a Ben Taira, so Mela, the father, can't take off from his Mois Meister. Since he's doing it, that the girl should get, the proper level, which you can't give it at home, you only get it in a school, in a certain environment, and so on. So it's like a davar shebechayev, because you want your girl to be right, but cutting them out at a certain level, then in time is mitzvah, you can't use your Mois Meister. Huh? Probably not. Okay. Probably not. Alright. That's Negeya, girls who go to day school, let's go to high school. What about girls who go to seminary? So, the Moshe said Baal Peh that since it's not shy, it's the whole svara of Dina Machusa that we said. So, Mela Yat, if you want to send your daughter to seminary, it costs you $10,000-$15,000 and over the course these days. So, then you're allowed to use your Mois Meister. And Sending speaks out in Orchas Rabbeinu Chelek Beis, page Kufmem, and also the Embassy Yaakov in Yeridea, from Yankov Kamnetsky, he says if it's seminary, you're allowed to use your moist meister. Huh? The chayyah comes out according to this. Even the airfare to go to the show, even though the airfare today costs $1,000, $1,500, it costs a lot of money. That also is sending the seminary. That's part of the chinuch. Not only the school, but also the airfare probably can take off for mice also. Huh? That's the term for parents. That's the term for kids.
Is there a difference donating to yeshiva versus a girl's school?
Yes, that's all shmuz by itself. Right. What comes first? Did the mikveh come first? The day school come first? The shul come first? The whole shmuz by itself.
Is this all
in
the first mitzvah or the second
mitzvah? First mitzvah. Talking
about
the first mitzvah.
Without
it tonight?
Girls under the age of five.
Right. Grandchildren.
But
there's no kiyum for school anyway. Yes, you're doing it for yourself. So you can't take it from mitzvah. You're doing, you send a play group, you pay money. You're doing it because of my wife doesn't want to go crazy. It's not because of chinuch. All right, let me finish. Grandchildren, let me finish. I have to. I have 15 minutes left. You're not giving me the 15 minutes. I have some big chedushim to say still. I didn't say the chedushim yet. The chedushim I'm soon going to be saying, okay? Grandchildren, can you take off grandchildren from my smite? Let's say you support your son. Now he's married already, and now. So, children, once they're married, you can, if you support them in Kailo, you can use them as Maitre. According to almost all Paiskim. However, if you not have tuition, not have a number of kids in school, in each in Lakewood, you have to pay no matter what. There's no leniency. Everyone has to pay full tuition. So, you want to pay the tuition, can you? We Paiskim, they bond him, and Aaron can bond him. So, the question is, can you use your Maitre money and you're paying the tuition? You want to stay long in Kailo, the Shunga out to work. They help paying the tuition. Some parents even send directly, make out the check to the school. They don't send to the Adam. They send out to the son. They send it right directly to the school. For tax purposes or whatever reason. So the question is, can you use the allocation of my smiting? The mice or not? So the Pesach Tshuva in Evan Ezra, Simon Ayin Aleph, Sifkon Aleph, brings down a Tshuva's Chut HaShani. The Chut HaShani says, the Bnei Bonim, the Gabi Zon, you know, we learned the Mechaber says that person Zon of Finus is Bonav, but that's not negated to Bnei Bonim. Bnei Bonim, you don't say like this, Bnei Bonim, you don't say Bnei Bonim Havim Kabonim, and Koshkeim Bnei Bonai. Let's say it's my daughter's children, certainly there's no Chiyuv to feed them. So if there's no Chiyuv to feed them, Koshkeim, there's no Indian to the Chiyuv to pay the tuition. What? And the Chiyuv too also, right.
For grandchildren, you're talking about grandchildren. I'm talking about
that. Yeah, and the family, yeah.
Who you're not supporting, and you just want to give them some money for this.
Yes, I mean, that's not possible. Yeah. Okay, I'm just being a market. That's why I'm being a Chut HaShani. That's just called black and white, okay?
Is this right. Part of the class, the higher
Shana Torah? No. Sitting and learning, we said, as long as Talmud Torah is like an Iyam. All right. Now, even. All right. What? Doesn't make it. You're not clear to give for grandchildren at all. You can take off anything you give for grandchildren, you give anything you take off. I don't know if you give him toys that he could, but I'm just saying, support, that's something else.
All right.
I have 15 minutes, I have some big kedushim to say now. Give me a chance to say it. All right. Huh? Right now, son, yeah. Even according to the sheetahs, you give from your mice, Meister, Shalai, you're allowed to give Kalimud. There are certain cases that the price can agree, even by giving tuition, you can take it from mice, Meister. Four things I want to say. One thing is the Chuvan, Igus Meisha, Yerdei Chelik Beis, Seifim, and Kofi Gimel. And same thing speaks out of Shlomo Zalman, and Seifim, Meister, Ksof, and Shaila, Yedzayan. And suddenly speaks out the Mechatisa and Chayu Dalas and Lamadal Oisik Gimel. Let's say, for instance, you go to the tuition committee. They tell you got to pay you have a number of kids in school, you got to pay $10,000 tuition. You know you can't afford it. Or a different case, you could afford it, but you know you're subsidizing Yenim. And why should let their tuition? Why are they paying you? You have to pay for one child to pay $10,000. You know, of course, to teach the child only $7,000. The school can figure out, you know, they have their cheshbon. Each child costs $7,000. Why charge you $10? Because you could pay four, you could pay $10. Other one can only pay $2. Someone got to subsidize it. They don't want to go raise the money. So whatever can slip out from you, they'll slip out. So the question is, can I that extra $3,000? The budget only really should be $7. Why charging $10? Because you're a subsidizer. Same thing also, Moshe here in Beit Yankov. To teach a girl is a lot cheaper than teaching a boy. Because in Lama, a Rebbe, you got to pay $45,000 a year. And a woman teacher, you pay $10,000-$15,000 a year. So it's a lot cheaper to a girl. So that's good, but they charge you like it's a boy. So if it costs for a girl, to teach a girl, costs, let's say, $4,000, and they're charging you $10, so extra $6,000, you're subsidizing the school, that you can take off a Moistmeister. Or another case. It ain't the same thing. Let's say, for instance, tuition, you sit down with the tuition committee, and they have no rachmanes, you have kids in Kailo, you have kids in day school, and this school, and that high school, this school, and all the schools, and each one's trying to schlep whatever they can for you, and tell you, you got to pay $10,000. You only make $60,000, let's say. You got to pay $10,000 tuition. Let's say they machayev you. And you feel, according to your needs, you can only, according to your cheshbon, you can only pay $6,000. Honestly, $6,000. $10,000 is way above. So Moshe Health, this is not from Zambia, Moshe Health, the extra $4,000, I could take it from my Moistmeister. Because really, you feel you can't pay. You're honest with yourself, you can't pay. They don't have achmonis on you. So they're going to have you more, so that extra you could take off from Meister. Okay, that's one case. What? You have no choice. They have it, they push it down your throat. It's not they want your kid in school. The chiv is the chiv because they feel the chiv, but you feel you can't do that. So that extra you can take off. I don't think you need to see this from the dog.
Can you ask somebody else to pay for you and give up more money?
Yes, someone else can pay for you. It's no problem. They can take off.
They
If they're offering to pay your tuition, then certainly again, you can't afford it, then you're running. So then is you can take from more money. That's it. Let's say sisters, and this year they were chayvim b'shem Beit Yaakov. If you can't pay it, go raise it. And you go out to people who give you money to help pay your tuition. Those people give you the money, you certainly can take it from Moistmeister. Another case. Let's say you have a melamed prati. Another case. You teach. You have a rebbe, and you want to give him for Hanukkah a gift. You know he's poor, so you want to give him $100. Or for Hanukkah, for Purim, or something like that, then also, that's not part of chiyuv of tuition, and certainly you can take off from your Moist Meister and you give him extra. You know, it's anything above tuition, it's not tuition, you're not going to give him Hanukkah and Purim, but you give him because you want to show HaKoros HaTov, he did a good job to your child, and so on, then you have money, and they're poor people, then you're allowed to take off from Moist Meister. Same thing would be, another case, this is what Moshe said about Peh, and also it's brought down the same thing they bring down from many places like this. Let's say if you want to send, let's say an Eretz Yisrael. The case usually came up in Eretz Yisrael. You send your child to Chinuch Tzmoy school, you have to pay, let's say, $50 a month. Let's say in Yerushalayim, I'm just giving you a marshal, I don't think that's the amount. I'm choosing $50 a month, you have to take the child. But if you want to send your child to a better type school, in order to have a better charedi, better to learn more hours, the better curriculum, better kids and so on, the whole series around there, and you have to pay $100 a month, and you only have $50, you would send him to the $50. Just you'd rather he get a better chinuch. But it's hard for you to afford it. So that extra $50 that you pay for a better chinuch, you're allowed to take off from Moistmeister. That's what the place can speak out. Same thing also it will be in America, it would be the same thing. You send a child to in-town yeshiva, to out-of-town yeshiva. In-town yeshiva, he sits at home, it's a lot cheaper. Out of town yeshiva costs you a lot more. But you feel going out of town it'll be a very, it's very, God's time will be better for the child. He'll grow better, he'll learn better, be away from the sviva, surroundings, he'll, I'll go to local Torah. But when you send him out of town, you can pay 5,000 local shiva, and you go out of town, it's already $12,000. So that extra $7,000, then if you feel it, because really it could be extra sending him here. If you feel it'd be better for the kid, that extra, you could take the price to speak out, this is a much else, you can take a farm, my smiter. Huh?
What's the difference
between the Ritter? This is the Talmud Torah. Not Talmud, this is the Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah has been like a name. We said before, Hazak is Talmud Torah, from Limit Torah, has been like a name. Different than the Hesrik and Lulav and so on.
Something that's a chiv, you can't do it.
Yeah, but the question is, I could send him here locally. Just like there, there's no chiv to send him.
What's the chiv and what's the chiv?
Right. Okay. Okay. Another case. Let's say, for instance, you have a tutor. Let's say. Let me finish. Huh? What about it?
It costs $1,000 a year to public school. Our admission is on a cruise, but we want to send it to a Jewish school. We want to take the difference.
No, it's double shabbachayva. Take it to the Jewish. It's double shabbachayva, you can't. All right. Let's say, for instance, I have a tutor. And you pay the tutor, I don't know what goes going right, let's say you pay $20 an hour for tutor. But you know this person needs the money, and you have the yechelus, you're paying $50 an hour. Even though really the going rate is $20, you're paying $50 an hour. So the price can speak out, the extra $30 that you give him, that you can take off from Moshe Meister, because he really wants to give it. So you do it because the guy's the money, he needs the money. And you want, it's a derech cover to give it to him. You know, he feels he's making $50 an hour. The extra $30 you can take off from Moshe Meister. Let's say another case. Interesting, my choikas. If let's say, for instance, you would you hire a rebbe, not a tutor. Usually, you tutor. He doesn't do well. He's not doing. He's not up to par with the class. You hire a tutor that he should keep up with the kids and so on. Let's say, for instance, you're hiring your selected curricula. Let's say the yeshiva in the school they're learning on Maske, they're learning by Matsya, and you want to learn Maskus at night time. You want to extra cookies. The kids are about Kishras. You want to gestalt more. They should be a bigger Talmud Chacham. You want to be ahead of his class and so on. So you give it an extra curricula. The Shilas, can you take off from your Moshe Meister on this extra curricula? So I still put down from the Yashiv that you're allowed to. You're allowed to take off from Moshe Meister. Since the very father has no chiv to do it, he's doing it after the curricula, then it's not nechron father teaches son Torah because he's already sending to yeshiva, to day school and so on, then you can take it from my smiter. However, let me finish. However, Reb Chaim Kanevsky quoted from him, he's saying that if he would have done it anyway, no matter what, he would do it, then it's like something that he would, like we mentioned before, Svar. They would do it anyway, even if you didn't use Moshe Meister, then you can't use Moshe Meister. That's the machlokes.
Why
can
camp be similar?
Camp? Chinuch.
You're doing it, you're not Mokoyim, it's not
dealing with Moshe Meister. You're talking to the wrong guy. My feeling is, every parent has to send the children to camp. In fact, the Chesed Fund pays thousands of dollars to send kids to camp. Because in my opinion, is a kid can lose if he stays around the city all summer without any proper chinuch, proper environment. He could lose everything he learns. Who knows what he could do? Let me just finish. We're 10 after 10. We have 5 minutes left. Let me just finish. No. Who says you have to teach him?
No. So that's one thing. If you pay, could you take out a soccer money?
So you're talking about raining?
Yeah.
Raining? I don't know if that's called Talmud Torah. Okay. That's a chiv. That's not a chiv to teach your son. All right. Now the gay chiv on the cloud. The Ramah says, interesting Ramah. Ramah says, in Chayshim Mishpat, Simon, Kuf, Samar, Gimel, the end of Sif Gimel. Interesting Ramah. The Malkan Shebeneim, Mashivim Beneim, Alamed, Tanaikis, in the city, we got a day school today. Ben Aviam Shatinaikis Yacha Lizkar Lubnayam, and he can't afford to pay the Melamed. Yitzchak Kol Litan Ascha Gayusi Mamay. If let's say a person can't pay, you have a number of families that can't pay enough, they can't afford it. According to the income, they can't pay the full tuition to pay for Melamed and so on. Then you go and Gayusi Mamay. Then you go to the Gvirim and you force them to pay. Let's say the shul has to make renovations, or to build a shul, the shul is falling apart. So he can achieve the greater phenomenon. So I'm off. And also he says the chain calls tochei year after pishim tzotzen tzichin when they chasen. Let's say someone married all the children. They need a wedding hall. Or let's say a mikvah. They want to build a mikvah in the kiryan. Someone's wife already is in menopause stage. She doesn't need the mikvah anymore. So I feel a hachi tzichin litain chalkom. The mechuz to give the phenomenon they can afford it. Even someone, his wife doesn't use the mikveh anymore, so is mechuyev to help the community. And then, like this passage into the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch says, I'm going to go for the whole thing now. He says, "Schav lamni tenekes takar schacham haisa v'fray mekupa takar." And he says, "Mishayelim aseg skipping around with chayovim." He says, and also, that tibur mechuyev the tibur afroy b'adam tzikonis chachamim v'aniyam yichayim lakav es hashim afroy b'ad b'neim mekupas hakol v'afir hashim yachol even one hashim can force another hashim afroy tzicham lamni tzimei kishvim mekupas hakol yikim lamni mechuyev the kehillah is mechuyev to force the people who have the money, force them to pay the lamni tzimei, say keep up a day school or a high school or someone which achieved to teach kids Torah today. You can force all the people if you want to have the money, they can force. The only question to you is, how do you do it today? I'm all you had a kehillah life, so then you could do it. They do it. I know in Boyer, the Mechayev, I know in Switzerland, you know, they make you bring your tax return, and the Mechayev to pay 30% for the kehillah, for the Talmud Torah, for this and so on. And there's a kehillah life that was possible to do it today. You know, let someone give you and tell me, it's my money, don't tell me what to do with it. So it's hard to do it. But after Din and Din Shachnar, the Rishonim Kitikunim, a time when there was Rishonim Kitikunim, when there was a proper Bezin and proper Kehillah life, there were Mechayev to Gevirim to pay up. Today it's very hard to do it. But the Hikar Din is there's a Chiyuv to start the Kehillah to go to get some money from the Gevirim to make up the amount that the Aniyim can pay.
What's the definition of Rishonim?
Ani is someone who has a hard time making ends meet. Now each case is different. You can have two kids, you can have 10 kids. It depends on the life side of the family. Depends if you have special needs children. Sometimes, some people, I know people make $150,000 and they're not doing it because they have this kid going to this psychiatrist, they have this kid has this machla, someone has this thing, this machla, and so on. They're not making it. You know, it depends on each, it's all relative. It depends on some people can make it on 30,000, some people can make it on 100. It's hard to say. It depends on the size of the family. Depends on what it's talking about, what his personal needs are. Sometimes there's a chayla in the family, and it costs them $30,000 to $40,000 a year just to keep the chayla, the medicines with doctor bills and so on. He's the ad insurance. So it's hard to say. Ani means he's not making ends meet with his salary he's making. A person can make $100,000. People are middle class today. A lot of them are not making it. They have a hard time. That's in short. All right, so that's the end of the shiur. Let me just go over again what we said. We learned Kabbischal limit. You take off the day schools. We said the strength of most paiskim is not like for Yitzchak. You can't use your ma'aser money for day school. However, post high school, it goes to yeshiva gedayla. After high school, it goes to after show. Certainly, you can take off from most ma'aser. Girls, you can't take off from most ma'aser. Go to high school. You go to day school. High school, you can't take off. But if you go to seminary, you can take off. For grandchildren, you can take off from Mois Meister. And the Chiv is on the killer. It's not the Chiv, the killer. Everyone has to see, has to try to convince the people who have the money to pay out, to pay Fimamran, like it says for a mikvah, for anything else you need, the killer needs. If a person is very wealthy and he's making a lot of money, he's Mechuyev to help out when the killer doesn't have enough money to support himself. Next week, there won't be, I'll be out at the good convention, or I'll be out next week. So, Lunetta will start 2 weeks. We'll go with 2 weeks from now.
Actually speaking, most people in this room, I've heard several times here that you're
No, no, not true.
That's
the whole shiva itself. But in Medina, we hold that it depends on the situation. If someone is unemployed, because he's employed, he has constant money coming in. Even if he does not pay the bank, he's not to the money. As long as he has constant money coming in. There's cash flow coming. That's if you're not working. The God says it's only talking when you're not working. Okay?
Who said it's
Meister money? Who said it's Meister money? Let me ask a question.